Hey David, good to be here today. We are pre-recorded, so thank you everyone for listening. And a couple quick things. First, I thought this was very interesting. I saw this online. It has nothing to do with mortgage. Usually my antidotes early in the program somehow relating to mortgage, but at the moment this one doesn't. But I thought it was pretty cool and interesting. The topic is line cutting. And this article, talked about how cutting someone in line can be rude, or is it only for the really wealthy? Anyways, there's four examples of how line cutting has become such a good business idea. As an example, Clear membership, $189 a year. They now have 19 million members. Tinder, $4.99 a month to skip the virtual queue. Ski resorts are offering a fast track like Killington over in Vermont. 4-day pass is $200. You get to skip all the lines. And then finally, Universal Studios, $110 per person in addition to admission. And you get to skip everything. So if you're interested, check it out. But line cutting is becoming a business. Maybe if you're starting a business or you're ideating to do something cool, think about the line cutting business. All right, let's get into the mortgage industry. So David, here's a company I've never heard of. It's called Zorral. It says that they're the automation platform for mortgage, and it says for the past 20 years. And I think this was in the Crisman report. But word for word, it says Zorral has created, implemented, and refined an innovative AI-powered automation platform for mortgage banking and finance. And they basically say whether you're using them for automation, for underwriting automation, or warehouse line automation, or their bespoke configurations, they're the platform to look at. So check it out. Zorral sounds pretty interesting. The next one was in case you missed it. We all know who, let's see here, Candor is. Well, Candor just closed a Series B equity round. It was led by Rice Park Capital Management, Arthur Ventures, and Assurant Ventures. And they're very excited, of course. In the press release, they mentioned that. It'll be interesting to see, what the next version of Candor becomes. David, we have coming up in our great family of listeners. We have the Ellie Mae ICE Experience March 18th to the 20th, and so some of the press releases and things I'm finding have to do with that. Areal.ai looks like they've announced that they're going to be there. Their solutions are designed to streamline mortgage workflows, enhance efficiencies, and ensure compliance. So I mentioned that one because it is one I've not heard of. It's Areal.ai. And I want to talk a little bit about what we call automated underwriting or streamlining workflows in just a moment. The second one that I saw online, LenderPrice, and they're not only will be there, but they're a winner of the 2024 ICE Lenders Choice Award for Innovative Service Provider. So congrats to those folks over there. I also found, let's just see here. Yeah. So, let's pause there for a second. So, we're going to continue to hear more about automated AI. We're going to continue to hear more about streamlined workflows. And I think we've all forecasted and talked about, hey, what's 2024 going to look like, right? You've asked me that question, David, and so have many others. At the end of the day, it is going to be all about understanding which vendors are offering AI, what the AI truly does. Is it really AI? But more importantly, I think this is the year where we redefine ourselves. Say we're a mortgage lender. We redefine ourselves as part of a technology vendor, and we understand what it truly takes to run this technology and manage these vendors and these solutions. And do we finally have all the right mix? Do the 10, 15, or 20, vendors that you have involved in your technology solution, are they the right ones? Do you have good relationships? What's their customer service like? That's what we have to redefine or work towards in the rest of this year. Luckily, we're still in the first quarter, but this is very critical. There'll be a point when volume increases and folks that everyone's rearranged the deck chairs. And so this is the time when we put all that back together, but we rearrange them in a different place and we figure out if we even have the right deck chairs. So obviously, if you want to learn more about doing that, you can reach out to David or myself. You know how to get a hold of me. It's Allen, Allen, at tms-advisors.com. And you know David's information. And by the way, I'll make a call out. Sue Woodard, who is over with Stratmore, Sue had an article which I read online, which was fantastic, and it was called Relationship Counseling, talking about lenders and vendors, and do you even get along with your vendors, or do you need marriage counseling? I don't want to summarize her article. Maybe we can save that for next week. But if you haven't seen it, it's on LinkedIn. Please go see it. Sue, fantastic thought leadership and article. But it is absolutely true, and it's exactly what I've been saying that we need to be focusing on for 2024. So with that, thank you for listening, and talk to you all next week.